Today's daf, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ira Kadesh in the Sechet Yevamot, is daf Chof, and first, a word from our Kapitan. So now that we've talked about the issue of an Eishes Ach Shelo Yabo Olamo in the first two Mishnayos, we're getting back to the halachas of all of the various dinim of Yevama in terms of Erva. And now we're extending the dinim of Erva. Because remember, there's such a thing as an Erva that is only an Isser Derabanan. There's such a thing as an Erva that's only an Isser Lav. There's such a thing as an Erva that's only an Isser Asay. What happens in those circumstances when the woman that falls together with a tzara is an Isra or not together with a tzara? What happens to a woman who is a Sura but is not really an Erva? So Klal Amru B'Yevama, Koshi Isura Erva, if she was a real Erva and is an Isser Karet, so then as we've shown, Lo choletzet velo mityabemet. That was the entire Masechet up until this daf. And so the first 20 daf, we're talking basically about those kind of situations, other than the interesting discussion we had about the tzores when it comes to a tzores ilonis, or a tzore that comes to a tzores mima'enes, or a sotar, a tzore marzik rushato. Yes, we did have a brief discussion about that, and we, in fact, will meet it again. But we never spoke about the woman herself who is asura, and that needed to be defined. The cases that we had were pretty clear. So now the klal is like this. If she's a true erva, so then like the first Mishnah in the Masechet said, she gets neither chalitza nor yibum. Now I want to introduce a new issue, something called an iser mitzvah and an iser kedusha, which we're going to explain in a moment. So that type of thing is actually not mityabemet for some reason, but is choletza. And then I've got another idea, and that is where a yavama is an Isser Erva, and here was that klal, remember that we said everything needs to be fitted into this klal, her sister, who is also her sister, is also her sister-in-law, is the Yavama, needs to either be Choletzet or Mityabemet. So then, in this case, normally if you've got two brothers, the two brothers marry two sisters, that's what we're talking over here, and both of them are going to die. So therefore, if the third brother now is faced with a sister from Reuven's marriage and a sister from Shimon's marriage, and he is Levi, who was contemporary with both of them, not little brother Levi, but big brother Levi. So in that case, he cannot take either because each one of them is achot sekukato. Right? But either of these sisters, if they are also an erva, then choletzet or mityabemet. So when one of the sisters is an erva, he's allowed to take the other one, either beyibum or bechalitza, because since the erva never felt a Levi, if this woman is also his mother-in-law or something, and he had previously married her daughter, one of the sisters, so then he only is zokuk to one of these sisters, and therefore choletzet o mityabemet. So that's another impact of the dinim of Yevamas that is applied because of the din of erva. So that means erva is petura, erva paters a tzara, and erva in the case of two sisters or two women that are going to, whenever we say two sisters, we mean any of the four cases that are defined by a relationship where you can have one but not both. So in any of those kind of cases, let's just keep it simple and call it two sisters. In any of those cases, even though the two sisters fall together, they're usher, if one of them is an erva, then the other one remains mutter because she is not an achot skukato. Okay, now says the Mishnah, I mentioned an esoteric term before, and I said an iser mitzvah. What is an iser mitzvah? An iser mitzvah are the shniot midivrei sofrim. So the Gemara is going to talk about later all of what Oshniot are, and it's also going to explain why we call them an Isser Mitzvah, and that is a lot of additional generations that the Chachamim added to the Arayas that the Torah are Asers. They're called secondary because they add another door to the original one. So there, even though the Isser is only Mirabbanan, we don't allow Yibum, and instead, we only allow you to go ahead and do Chalitza. And what did I mean by the other esoteric term? Isser Kedusha. I meant Isurim that come because of the great Kedusha of, let's say, an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha, or a Chalutza to a Kohen Hedya, or a Mamzeret, or a Nitina, for that matter, to a Yisrael, or a Bat Yisrael, a Natin, Umamzer. Now, there's a big machlokus about whether a Natin, remember who the Natinim were. They were the ones who were given over, Natinim, to be the water carriers and the wood hewers, right? Those were the ones that they came from the Shiva Amamim, and they pretended that they were actually from far away, and that is an Isser. The question is, what is that Isser? According to the Rambam, if one of the Shiva Amamim goes ahead and becomes a ger, then they do not have a din of the Shiva Amamim. There's no Isser marrying them. It was only because they fooled Yoshua. That's why they are considered to be Asur, and they made a gezera on them. But according to others, anyone who comes from the Shiva Amamim is still the Isser, the Arisa of not marrying into the Shiva Amamim. Okay, but that we'll talk about at another point. Let's just say, what did the Mishnah mean when it said that we have a klal when it comes to Yavama? What is the klal for Yavama? What's the additional case? And that gets us back to the issues that we had discussed in the first Mishnah. Raphram Bar Papa says that's coming to include a tzora of an islandess who is also potter, both from Chalitza and Yibum, as if she were married to an Erva, to Rav Asi, because Rav Asi was the one who said that since it uses in the Pasuk the word of Nitma'a, so because of that, he says, so then she's actually an Erva to the Yavam. And since she's an Erva, because Nitma'a, so then the Tzora is also Petura. Fine. Others learn just the opposite, that the Mishnah is stressing, no, wait a minute. The Isser's got to be an Isser Erva, not an Isser that's compared to Erva. An islandess is not an Isser Erva, for heaven's sakes. So if anything, it's teaching you just the opposite. Koshi Isura Isser Erva, then and only then is the Tzora considered to be Potura from Yibum v'Chalitza. But for this woman, if the Isser is not an Isser Erva, the Tzora is not included. That's the klal. What is that klal coming to exclude? Not what is it coming to include. Rafram, that's coming to exclude the Tzora's islandess. And it's specifically not like Rav Asi because it's not truly an erva. She's not an erva on her own. She's an erva because of comparison to erva. And that would be the exact opposite. Okay, so it depends what your starting position is. Then the Mishnah talks about this case of Achota Sheyivimta. Now, who's Achota? There were two cases that we said. Either she's an Erva, that is a Diorisa, Chiyav Karas, or she's an Isser Mitzvah, or an Isser Kedusha. And then it says, and her sister. Whose sister, darn it? The Isser Mitzvah sister, the Isser Kedusha sister, or the Isser Erva sister? What do you mean, her sister? Be a little bit clearer about what you're referring to. Achota Deman. If you're going to tell me that it's referring to the one who is only an Isser Derabanan, so I ask you, if you're telling me that he's allowed to take the other sister that fell from the other brother, remember the case here. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers who married two sisters. Both of them die. Now, they both fall to contemporary brother Levi, not to be confused with little brother Levi. They both fall to contemporary brother Levi, and the din is that the sisters are both zikukot at the same time, then you got big problems because it's achotz kukukato. And therefore, either one of them is going to be usur on Levi. He can't take number one because she was Reuven's wife's sister. He can't take number two because she was Shimon's wife's sister. So the fact of the death of the two brothers are actually going to usur one on the other. That was the case. Remember that that case was a bit complicated because yesterday we said that if you hold that Zika is Kiknusa, so then if one of the brothers dies first, then only that woman ends up being the Yavama because the other one is the one who is a Achot Yavimto and therefore is Osir. It's not only, it's post Zika. So if you hold Zika is Kiknusa, then the case would be limited to where the brothers were killed simultaneously in a car accident, right? Okay. But anyway, so now you're saying, let's say both brothers were killed. I don't care what your position is on Zika. And now there's an Isra of Achot Skukato. And if the Achot, one of them is Asura on you, then the other one is okay. Now, what do you mean one of them is Asura on you because of a Drabbanan? How does that make Achot Sekuka okay if it's only a Drabbanan? So Elam in the Isra Mitzvah, if you're going to tell me that Midiraisa, she still is Re'uya for the Yavam, so then it's Achot Sekukato Midiraisa. So how can he be Yamin? Therefore, the Mishnah must mean Achota of the real Erva, Achota the Isra Erva. That's the point. Okay, I want to understand your terminology, please, if you don't mind. You introduced a new term called Isser Mitzvah, and you then said Isser Mitzvah refers to Shnios. Why do you call that an Isser Mitzvah? I don't understand. What does that have to do with it? Why don't you just say an Isser Derabbanan? Well, why confuse us? Omar Abaye, because it's a mitzvah, Lishmoa Divrei Chachamim. It's going down to the root of the issue. Since it says, Kekol Asher Yorucha, so then that means it's, I have that mitzvah, and if I will be over on that mitzvah, so then in a sense, I'm being over on that Isser that is essentially coming from the Torah. Okay, and Isser Kedusha, you said an Isser Kedusha would be like an Amon al Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutz Kohen Ed. Can you explain why you call that an Isser Kedusha? Well, of course. The mitzvahs of the Kohanim and who it is that they're supposed to be married is introduced with the idea of Kedoshim Yiyula Eloheihem. The Kohanim are especially Kodesh and dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they have a higher darga of who they're allowed to marry, such that the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a woman who is a bit too la, and a normal Kohen is only allowed to marry a woman who was never married to someone who divorced her. Now, therefore, we call it an Isser Kedusha, because it comes from the concept of Kedusha, and therefore, that explains the Kohanim part. And we'll talk about the Kedusha on the others, about the Imams or Nesina and so on. Tanya. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, it says in a Braisa, disagrees with the way that we just explained the terminology. And he says, Isser Mitzvah is the Amon al Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutz al Kohen Head yet. And let me explain to you, why call that an Isser Mitzvah? Because the dinim of the Kohanim are introduced with the pasuk of Eile HaMitzvot. That's why. And therefore, we want to refer back to that pasuk. Eila mitzvot asher tzivah Hashem et Moshe el b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. And I want to refer back to that. Now, even though that pasuk, of course, is the closing of Sefer Vayikra, and I understand that any mitzvah that is presented in Sefer Vayikra is covered by this idea of Eile HaMitzvot. So I wanted to bring that out, and since the dinim of the Kohanim are there, I want to bring it out. And Isser Kedusha, I say, means Shnias v'Divrei Seferim. And why call Divrei Seferim Isser Kedusha? Says Abaye, because a person who is Mekayim Divrei Chachamim is called Kodesh. What? And if you're not Mekayim Divrei Seferim, so then what? You're not Kodesh? I got news for you, baby. You're an absolute no good slob. That's what you are. It's not that you're not Kodesh. So how are you using that language? You want to be really holy, be Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Chachamim. No, I don't want to be really holy. I only want to be a little holy. So I'll ignore the Rabbanan. No. So how can you call that Isser Kedusha? That doesn't make sense. You're telling me he would only be called Kodesh? He not a Kodesh? He would be called a Rosh, no? Rosh Hashanah lo mikre. So that can't be the reason. Ela amar Rava. The idea over here comes from the concept of the idea of adding Yisurim to what the Torah said. So if the Torah said only the Arayot Mamash are Osir, fine. The Chachamim come along and they say by being Mekadesh Yisrael, even with things that are Mutter by the Torah, those are the Shnias, that is a higher Darga of Kedusha. Even though if you don't keep them, you're still a Rasha, but fine. But the purpose of these Takanas was to maintain a Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lecha, and that way you won't come to be over. Okay. Now, I just want to understand the case, please, for a moment. Amana L'Kohen Gadol. Now, an Amana L'Kohen Gadol involves two separate possibilities. This may be an Amana L'Kohen Gadol from a marriage that was never consummated, and she's still a bit too long. Maybe what happened was that another guy had given her a ring and said, Areyat Mekudeshet Li, and they're koveya the marriage for a month later, and the guy dies. And now she is an almana, and the Kohen Gadol wants to marry her. And we say, you can't marry her, she's an almana. And he says, what do you mean she's an almana, but she's still a betula? Yeah, but the Torah says that she's an almana. That's one case. The other case is that another guy had married her, taken her to the chuppah, had intercourse with her, and then he died. Oh, now there's two problems. We tell that Kohen Gadol, you can't take her, she's not a betula. And not only that, she is an almana. There's a big difference between the two cases, because one of them is a case of a lo ta'aseh, almana lo yikach, and the other one is an essay also, a lo ta'aseh and an essay, v'hu isha b'ptulea yikach. And as we know, an essay is not docha, another essay plus a lo ta'aseh, obviously. So then that would explain why an almana to a Kohen Gadol, who is also not a betula, would not be ignored in the benefit of allowing us to do yibum, because yibum is a mitzvah asay, and it's not going to be dochan es and a lotas. But why is a kohen gadol who wants to marry an almana only because she falsed him in yibum from his brother? So why in that case do we say? And the brother had only given her this beautiful ring. I mean, he never slept with her. So there would be still no Isra of Huisha Biptolel Yikach. She is a Biptula. And he wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam. He says, let me be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam. What's with you guys? Esa Docha Lotasa. So how do you explain that? So let's take a look at that inside. Amana L'Kohen Gadol. Now, the Bright over here is talking about, a Mishnah, I mean, the Tana is talking about any kind of Amana. Kaposik V'Tani, he seems to be saying, I don't care whether his brother had been married to her, been a Suyin, and that's why she's an Amana, or his brother died before consummating the marriage, and therefore she's been an Erasin. Now, why is that true? I understand why it's true if they were fully married. Minan Nisuim, it's an Esa and a Lotasa, because she's not a Betula. And the Esa of Yibum is not Docha, both a Lotasa and an Asay. I do not understand the case of the Erisin. The case of the Erisin, where the brother died before consummating the marriage, there's only a Lotasa that he's not allowed Amana Lo Yikach, but there's no Isser in marrying her in terms of her not being a betula, because she is a betula. So why don't we say yavo aseh v'yitchelot aseh? So then it's very simple. He should go ahead now and do the yibum. And yet the Mishnah says, no, you can't take her to yibum. Can only do chalitza. I don't get it. Omer of Gittel Amar Rav. I'll tell you why. Omer Kra the alta yivimto hashara. So what does it say in this case? It says two mentions over here. So she is the, if he doesn't want to marry her, im lo yachpotza ish lakachat et yivimto, v'alta yivimto hashara. Why doesn't it just say v'alta hashara? Why are we repeating v'alta yivimto hashara? She ain't amad lomar yivimto? You just said it a second ago. Why are you mentioning it again? She should be yayalad, you said. To teach me that there is another Yavama that does not fall under the category of Im Lo Yachpotz V'Kachta. Yesh lecha yevama achat, there is such a thing as a yevama who will be olta l'shara for chalitza, despite the fact that she is not ola liyibum. And who is this talking about? Chai ve'lavim. Because let's remember the structure. Im lo yachpotza ish lekachta. From there we learned a klal. She has to be a woman that is up to the man as to whether he wants to take her or not, right? But because he says, lo chafatzti lekachta, im lo yachpotz lekachta. What about if it's not up to him? He couldn't be lekachta, come hell or high water, even if he wanted to. Maybe she's an erva. So would she need chalitza? No, only if he can say lo chafatzti. From there, we came up with this idea, kol she'ole liyibum ole lechalitza, v'kol she'eino liyibum eino ole lechalitza. So now when the Torah says, ve'alta yevimto ha'shara, it's saying, but ignore that for a moment in a particular case where there is another case where we only have a yevama who will be going up to the shahr of Besit to get chalitza, even though she would not be getting yibum. That's what it's coming to tell me. I understand. So how do you know it's that this case? Maybe it's talking about the chiyove kares. No, because from the beginning of the pasuk, im lo yachpotza ish lakachat et yevimto, which explains to us that it has to be an option. That if he wants to, he could have been miyabe. And from there, we learned the kol ola liyibum ola lechalitza. V'kol she'eino ola liyibum eino ola lechalitza. So we know that the erva is excluded. So therefore, this additional case has got to be talking about this case. So then, okay, so then why don't we say chai ve'lavim kol she'eino ola? Because the Torah said, yivimto, for heaven's sake. So I'm telling you that on the one hand, there's a klal that says you don't do chalitza to one who doesn't get yibum. And on the other hand, we have a pasuk that says, but there is a case where you do a chalitza for someone who doesn't get yibum. Don't you understand that? I do, but how do you know which one it talks about? Maybe the one that you're supposed to do chalitza to is the erva, and the one you're not supposed to do the chalitza to is the regular lav. How do you know to look at it in that way? Come on. I mean, isn't it more mistavra? A chai ve'lav, it is possible to have kedushin, so tafsibu kedushin, and therefore there is more logic in needing to do something in order to take off the chiyuv of yibum, whereas chai ve'krisus, the entire idea is absurd. And therefore, you said, im lo chafetz lakachta. You can't be lakachta on an erva, don't you understand? But if it says, im lo yachpotzish lekachta on a chayev lav, he actually could be taking her, even if it was usher, because kedushin would be tofes. So therefore, the yevimto would mean this case of an isser lav. Masiv Rava, how do you explain, therefore, the brisa that says, isser mitzvah, the isser kedusha, ba'aleh, if he went ahead and he was actually ba'aleh, or he did chalitza to her, the tzara is petura. Now, if you're darshaning from the pasuk va'alta yevimto, then it would mean that the pasuk is saying, sorry, yibum's not an option. Only chalitza is an option. So how do you explain the fact Yitzhak adaita b'chai ve'lavin are midiraisa, not for yibum? Midiraisa, they're meant only for chalitza because it says in the pasuk va'alta yevimto ashara to cover this special case and not for yibum. So then what are you telling me? If he does take her, that then she's going to pat to the tzara? It's not true. The Torah says she is not ru'uya for yibum, and therefore sleeping with her is like sleeping with anybody else. It's nothing to do with patering anybody from yibum. Rava, who asked this question, actually has an answer, and he figured it out himself. The Bryce is not saying all of these things apply to all of the above cases. It's talking about litzadim. We had two cases. Ba'alel, that's referring to the iser mitzvah, meaning the derabana. And chalatzla, that it patters the other one, that's referring to the iser kedusha, who is excluded by va'alta yevimto. So fine, so then it still makes sense. Another kasha that Rava has to Rav is that what about the case of a pitzua daka or a chrut shavcha or a saris adam or a zakein? The halach is o chotzin o miyabmin. So these are all cases that the Torah asers because of some reproductive problem. A p'tzua daka, he's got testicles that are broken, crushed, or he's got a krut shavcha, he's got a penis that's been cut. A saris adam is somebody who was turned into a soris by some type of act that was done by a human who made him sterile. And a zakein may simply not have viable sperm. So all of these people are problems, reproductive problems. And the first three are actually usher to marry into the Kal Hashem with an Isser Lav. And O Kolchin O Miyabmin, if Yavama falls to them, so, or for that matter, they die without children, the halach is you need to do either Chalitza or Yibam. Now, this doesn't mean we're going to see that they are allowed to do Yibam. It means if they did Yibam, that they are going to actually potter. But fine, it doesn't mean l'chatchila to do Yibam. But the important thing is, again, we're back to Rava's issue. Ketzad. So if any of these cases, the man died without children and they have brothers and they also were married, and now those brothers go ahead, v'asu ma'amar b'nishotehem, they did ma'amar, or they gave a get, or they did chalitza, whatever they did, meaning that b'diavad, it's considered to be the same as any case where such a thing is done. And if they, we'll see what the dinim are in these cases later on. And if they actually had intercourse with these wives, then they were actually kona these wives from their deceased brothers, and it's chal. How about the other way around? How about if the brothers died, leaving their wives to these various isurim, and they went ahead and they did maimer to those women, or they went ahead and gave a get, or they went ahead and did chalitza? So then whatever they did is done the way it always is. And we'll talk about what exactly the dinim is in all of those cases, in normal cases. And if they actually had intercourse with their brother's wives, it would be a real yibum, even though they shouldn't have, because it was an isser. But we will force them, at least the first three of them, we will force them to divorce those wives that they took the yibum, because it says, lo yavo pitzu adaka ukrot shofcha bekahal Hashem. So fine, that's something else now. But according to you, I've got the same question I had before, and here you can't say it's litzdadim. If you're going to tell me that it's an iser d'oraisa because there is no yibum and there's only the alta yavimto ashara on cases like this, so then imbalo amai konu, they could not do yibum mid'oraisa. And here it's saying that if they did yibum, it is a good yibum, and therefore you can cross out Rav, who claims that the reason that we don't say esedokolota is because of a diaraisa that says va'alti avimto shara. Sorry, that is not the explanation, because then it ought to cover the case of the kroshavcha, and it doesn't. Therefore, says Rava, let me explain to you why es is not dokolota in this case. It's because you were assuming that an almana mina erisin is an essay and not is a lotase without an assay, because she's still betula. Not true. All of the surim that we're talking about over here are also mitzvot assay. What's the mitzvot assay? Kedoshim, yula elohim. And therefore, if they're not going to keep these isurim for about a grusha and about an almana, it's going to be an isur assay as well, because they were over on the isur assay of kedoshim. Oh, wait a minute. But what about the case of an Isser Lav of a Mamzeret, or an Isser Lav of a Netinah, to regular Yisraelim, not to Kohanim, where it doesn't take Noshim Yule Elohim? So where is the mitzvah's assay over there? Well, it says V'hit Kadishtem, V'hitem Kedoshim. That's also a mitzvah on every Jew. Ah, come on. So then call out Tarekula, it's an Esivalotas. I'm not going to say that. Then you're supposed to do all of the mitzvahs because of Itka Dishtab, and then there's no such thing as Esedokha Lotzasa, because every Lotzasa is also mitzvah. I mean, that's crazy. Of course, that's not the case. That's something like the idea of a Lav Shebiklolot, right? So this is a Lav Shebiklolot. There's also a general mitzvah, but it's not a particular mitzvah. So don't call that being Doch and Esedokha. Sorry. Okay, says Rav. I'll give you another answer. You know what? The reason that you cannot take an almonim and an erisin is because we're afraid if we allow the Kohen Gadol to take an almonim and erisin b'yibum, So some other time in Almanim and Anisuin might be taken also because people will remember. Okay, fine. And what about a Mamzeret? And what about a Netina? My Ikalamir. Moshe Foreman, open up your eyes and close your mouth. Moshe. Okay. So it's a Gzera b'mokam mitzvah. Look, we're afraid. You don't take in Yibum women that you're not allowed to take because people will say, well, you know, I guess it's not so bad to marry a Mamzeret or Netina. I saw them being taken by Yibum, so I'll just go and marry one. You got to be kidding. So then let's cancel Yibum because someone will say, I saw this guy marrying his dead brother's wife, so I'm going to marry my live brother's wife. That's exactly the same idea. So you may as well asher everything. I mean, let's asher gezera mishum eshet achiv mi'imo, or let's, as we'll get to the full question in a moment, well, everybody knows eshet achiv mi'imo is not a chiv of yibo, because the Torah said that the achim, or the bechor asher nolad is supposed to yakum al achiv ha'meis, so they know it's all about Yerusha, so they know that. Okay, how about a woman who dies without children should not get Yibum because people will say, oh, I saw this guy marrying his brother's wife. So my brother died, despite the fact that he left 31 children. So I should be able to marry also my brother's wife. I mean, why not? So we should never do Yibum. No, everybody knows that the whole story about Yibum is that the fact that he died without Ben Amo and that the Yakim al Shem Akiv Amet. I mean, everybody knows that. Okay, how about Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo? We should say that you cannot take an Eshet Achiv who is Ba'olamo because people might think, even though baby Levi is born later, we'll tell baby Levi, listen, baby Levi, you're supposed to be marrying your brother's wife. They won't know that it's usher in terms of Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. No, everybody knows that too, because it says Yeshua Achim Yachtav, and everybody knows B'Yeshiva Tol Rachmana Midei Adia. Nobody's going to make that mistake. Okay, no woman should fall to Yibam because maybe one day they will allow an islandess to fall to Yibam. How about that? So there should be no Yibam for anyone. Nah, come on, how often is a woman found to be an islandess? Ah, the Rabbana don't make Yizeris that aren't normal cases. So, excuse me, but the Mamzeret and the Netina are also, how often is a Mamzeret or a Netina? Because someone might marry a Mamzeret or a Netina. I mean, how often does that happen? Okay, says Rava, fine. I'll tell you another reason why we don't say Esedor Chalot Asa. It's very simple. What's the Asay? The Asay is to have one act of intercourse with this woman, right? Okay, you're going to go ahead and you're going to be miyabim this woman. And what happens tomorrow? You think she's your wife, but she isn't your wife. You only slept with her once because, after all, it was Esedoch Alotas. Tosis points out, forget about what's tomorrow night. You start your intercourse with insertion. That's called hara. That's it, baby. Out you go. Because if you do anything else, you're going to be over on taking a lotase, and you will already be mekayim in the midst of yibum. So you won't even be able to be gomer biyaso. That many argue on is if the Torah said that you're supposed to have intercourse, it means what it says. You're supposed to be gamer be usher. Maybe technically speaking, you're kena with ahara, but certainly it's not usher to complete your mitzvah of yibam. Okay, so that is the reason. So gzera bia rishona atu bia shnia. And in fact, it says in the braisa that we talked about before that if these guys had gone ahead in balu, they were kanu, but that's only Bia Rishona, but then they have to divorce them. Osir Lekaiman, Bia Shnia. And then Rava said, oh my God, I am crazy. I don't know what I've been talking about with all of these nutty explanations. It's all very obvious. Lav Milti Deamri, I was talking nonsense. Now I understand. Remember what Reish Lakish said? The koma kom shata motzea se velota se. So when do we say es is dochalos aser rabosai? Only where you have no option. But you always have an option when it comes to Yibam, because you could always do Chalitza. And then you're Mekayim the Aseh and the Lo Taaseh. And therefore, you cannot go ahead and be Docher the Lo Taaseh. Says the Gemara, you know. No, Rava, you're not as stupid as you think you are. And actually, your other explanation was right. And this explanation is wrong, because it said before, Im Baalu Kanu, if they were boil them, then that means it was a kosher Yibo Midiraisa, which must mean that it was Echedo Chalosasa, because otherwise she would be Asura. And therefore, Tiyufta, meaning Rava's claim that he's crazy, is not true. And therefore, we can go back to the reason that we said before is because Otu Regoizer, the Bia Rishona, Otu Bia Shnia. Ha! Okay, Rabosai. So we now finish this stuff. And we're sort of off now to a sort of reasonable kind of pace, I hope, in which we don't have these very difficult complications. We managed to get through all five cases with all of the various alternatives, and we can get back to normal life for a couple of days, maybe. Okay, Kol Tov, everyone. And don't forget, Oshiat Amechu Varechet Nachlatecha. I'm afraid you're getting so involved in Yevamis, you're forgetting where it's all about. We're looking for the ultimate Yibum, you know, David Melech Yisrael and his kids and so on. That all came from so many Yibums. I mean, you lose track, you know. It's all Yibum after Yibum after Yibum, and that was what it was from the beginning. So that even starts with Cain and Hevel and Shet, who takes the place. I mean, this is like serious stuff. That's the Zera Acher, which is the reference to Ruth back in the Mitzvah. I'm telling you, that's what it's really all about. So hold on tight. See you soon. Kotov, everyone. Have a wonderful day.